Today's learning should be only initial time. Listen from Shanaya Moshe, and then they'll risk him as much as real. It's just for Shalem Achai Moshe Mamaka, and Brachma Sarmaka. But the kids of Afei Gudino, and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding almost at the end in Reish Mem Zayin, the end of Sif Aleph. We're talking about over here sending packages on Shabbos. Oh, not on Shabbos, that we can't do. About sending mail or various different situations of sending packages. Before Shabbos, and the Mechaber had some situations that were okay, and other situations that were not okay. Okay, says the Ramah, Haga, the Yesh Matir Afiloi Katsa. So one of the conditions that the Mechaber had given was that you have to have a set price, right? There are those who are Mata even if you would not Katsa. Afiloi Kviya Beidei Mata, and even if there isn't a postmaster, remember, what was the main issue that the Mechaber had? Assuming that there was enough time for the guy to get there before Shabbos, and assuming you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, what was the Mechaber's main issue? It's going to be Marisai, and people are going to think that you told him to do it on Shabbos. If you're doing it Thursday or earlier, says the Rama, then we don't have to be so worried about this Marisai. If there's a need for it, you can be Seimech on it. Let's see the Mishavur on this. The Yesh Matirim Tamayu. What's the reason? The Kavich Layim Alay Yisrael had Yisrael for Shabbos. Number one, you didn't tell him to go on Shabbos. And last, Lagim Samach LaShabbos. Only next to Shabbos, the Nira Kishlucha She Yisrael is there. Says the Rama, you're worried about Marisayan. I'm only worried why? Because the guys are going to be scrounging around the town trying to find them. People are going to know it's a Jewish lad. He says, I'm not so worried about that. The only thing I'm worried about is if you give it to him right before Shabbos, then it looks like you're telling him to go on Shabbos. But if you give it to him from Thursday or earlier, so the only Marisayan, says Rama, I'm worried about is if you give it right before Shabbos. The Amir Lein Yehudi Shvus, I feel him Amalai Baris Shabbos lasts Malacha B'Shabbos. Avol Muflig Min HaShabbos Ksas, if it's earlier, Loi Mechzik Oimalai Asay Malacha B'Shabbos, it doesn't look like you told him to do on Shabbos, which you wouldn't be allowed to, because that's a Shvus. L'fichach, Ein Lasakim V'Yoyim Erev Shabbos, says the Rama, we only have to be worried if it's done on Erev Shabbos. So the Rama is obviously much more makel than the Mechaber on this. Fafilu like Kviya, even if there's no postmaster. Fafilu Yaduah Shal Yuchal Agil L'Sham Kardim Shabbos Gam Ken Shar L'Day Yizoy Kamen Shehu Muflig Men HaShabbos Like Masach Kishluchai. Since it's separated from Shabbos and you didn't tell him to do it specifically on Shabbos, it is not such a problem. Okay, let's see Sif Beis over here. Says the Mechaber, Misni Mashit L'Skarit. If you made a deal to pay him, right? So the Mechaber said that you have to be katzatz. You have to have a fixed price. Says the Mechaber, it doesn't really have to be katzatz. If you made a deal, I'm going to pay you. If you didn't tell him exactly how much you give him, you said, listen, please take this package letter to the other town, and I'm going to pay you, as long as, even if you didn't give the exact payment. It's also dinoy kekaitzitz, that is as if you made a fixed price. The sum chedaitet, en yehudi b'didei katarach, because the guy was obviously trusted you, relied that you're going to pay him a fair price, and therefore, once again, he's doing it adaitet denafshei. Avol b'stam, if you didn't make any, you didn't tell him at all about payments, avol b'sheyesh b'daitet sheyit loy sacha, even though he thinks you're going to pay him asa, the loy sum chedaitet b'yisrael katarach, is then, it's more your shliach. Since you never told him you're going to pay him, even though he thinks you're going to give him a tip at the end, but he's really doing it for you, that goes back to our original problem of Amir al-Akim, it cannot be your shliach on Shabbos. Okay, I'm going to try to move through these a little quickly because they're all part of the basis for the halacha, but they're not so negated today, these specifics. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Alpha Pisha Yesh Bedaita, right? So Loima by a man who the Mistapit Klalim Yitni Loi Sachadasa. Certainly, if the guy is not at all, has no idea if you're going to pay him. Ela Philim and Israel Maven, Mimani Shemetapala Sachamita, he understands that this guy is expecting you to pay him something. Oima Misha Nishtalach Loi, or from the guy who was sent to Afilacha Asakimich Israel Loi, if Ticha Adain, since you didn't promise him that you're going to pay him something, he remains your Shliach, and now he's not doing it Aldai to the Nafshay, he's doing it because of you. He's your shliach on Shabbos being over a doing something that you're not allowed to do. So it's Amir al-Akim. It's real Amir al-Akim on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Okay. Im Schari Liyamim, you hire the guy, I'm going to pay you X amount a day. Okay, so he's your delivery guy. I'm going to pay you every day $500 for you to take these packages from here to there for going and coming, okay, and returning. But he doesn't say you have to go on which specific days. You can't give it to Erev Shabbos. Same thing like we had before. It looks like, right, so I hired the guy, I paid the guy $500 a day to be my delivery guy. I say I'm going to need 3 days worth of deliveries. He can pick which days he wants, but if I do it on Erev Shabbos, people who see me do it are going to say that he told them to do it on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishaburim, Schar Eliyamim, writes alignment. The im avshe tani lel because asafil of Erev Shabbos. Even though we said earlier that if I'm paying you a specific price to take this package, you can do it even on Erev Shabbos. Henikshi koitzai sach kotzef ad pulasai. I'm paying you for your work, so that's like kablonis that we learned. The oz adai to the nafshe avad leimik klal shemalacha nais b'shabbos v'shlichas to Yisrael. He's doing it on his own. It's not obvious that his malacha is for Yisrael. Avash kisheschari liyamim. You hire him for a number of days. She koitzai schad ba'ad kol yoyim. Say, and this is how much you're going to pay you for each day. Avshem aene makbed olav. Even though you're not particular about which day he goes, and even though he's doing it on his own thing, when you do it on Erev Shabbos, since you're leaving right away on Shabbos, it appears it looks like people are going to think that you hired him for that specific day. Once again, a Maris Ayin problem, not a legitimate problem, because if I'm paying him for the day and he can pick any day, technically there's no problem with it. It's similar to all the other cases we have. However, since you're hiring him on Erev Shabbos, you're paying him for the day, it looks like you hired him for Shabbos. Since you're paying him for that day, Erev Shabbos, Abayim Chamishi Mutu. Would be mutul. Das Rama el bagaf. Like katzas klal mutul beyom chamishi. According to Rama, on yom chamishi, even if you didn't give him a fixed price, as we just learned, it would be mutul. Says the mechaber sif dalad. Im eidi Yehuda meilech haksav b'chinam. The guy is doing it for free. I fill in the son of Erev Shabbos mutul. Even if you did on Erev Shabbos is mutul. Sharei eidi Yehudi be'elif who oises that he's doing it as a favor for you. You must have done him some sort of favor. So he's doing you back a favor. That's as if you were katzas, because he's not, it's a fixed price. The fixed price is nothing. He's doing it to you because you were nice to him. So he's being nice to you. That's the fixed price. Says Zerma. The Yesh Chalkim, however, those agree, disagree. That's not considered katzas. The toivla ha, it's not only is that considered kotzes, it's considered he's your shliach. The toivla hachma will be preferable to be machma. Av a makom shein Yehudi maskel ma Yisrael loyma sheyelach loyloch bechinam. If the guy approaches the yid and says, "I'll do it for, I want to let me take this. I know you need to take this package. Let me do it for you for free." Vadei daita a toivish kibum ani v'shari. That's clearly he's doing it as a return for a favor that he did, and therefore it's mutta. Let's see mishavura. Perished. Any Israel koyfen oisa. The Jew's not forcing him. Alkach, my atzma. He's mitzratz lahirchi geres. He walks over to him. He says, "Can you please take this for me? I'm not forcing you." But to lean on shem and mitzratzum that toibish akim any mikvar. Probably the reason he said yes because the Jew must have done something for him previously. But died to the nafshik of it. So once again, he's doing it for his own reasons. But toiv lahachma. Hini meloshem is there mashra derak toiv lachash ledeizai. The Rama says it's toiv to be machmer, which means you don't have to. It's a nice thing. The Taz also holds that really, if he says I'll do it for free, it's okay. He disagrees. He holds that you shouldn't do this. It's also to do it. The guy says I'll do it for free. He says, do me a favor. Let me at least give you something. Let me give you $20 in order to do it. I'm repeating myself. Even though if the number you're giving him is way below the market rate, but as long as he's taking something, it will, it is a katzat. So if you want to be satisfied, all the shitas, the guy's willing to do it for free. Say, I preach him, I'm doing it for free, but let me at least give you $20 to cover your gas or something. So this way, it becomes katzot. Says the Mechaber Sifhei, "If any Yehudi halach ma'atzmi l'makom machmir, Yisrael nois lo yigeres." If the guy is going on his own, this is going to play a role when you think about today's modern-day delivery services. He's going to that area anyway. Mutta b'chol gavna, it's a mutta peilich mayatzmai. Now, just to, so people don't get the wrong impression, it solves a lot of the problems today, right? That the UPS guy's anyway coming, but ultimately, when he comes to deliver your package, that last piece is not so pashut. So it solves certain problems. Doesn't solve that the package came from the tchum problems. It doesn't solve other problems, but it solves certain of the issues with the delivery system today. That's what I write. So, but if he's adding on because of you, so in other words, he's going 90% of the way for his own, that but he's going another 10% further because of you, that's still a problem. But if he's actually going to the exact same spot that your package needs to go, he's taking his own package, then there's no problem. Even if you didn't make up a fixed price, that it would be usher to do if there's no postmaster. We're concerned, the Marisayan, he's going to be searching around on Shabbos, we have to deliver your letter. Here it's mutter. He's not going with the Jewish shlichus. He's going there anyway. He's not going to go look for you. He's going for his own purposes. He's doing you a taiva and also taking yours. But if he doesn't find your guy, he's not going to go searching for him. But this that we said that if the guy is going there anyway. Is but you also have to have handed it to him with enough time that he could have done it before Shabbos. Avam ain't shy is like Yisham b'idyoyim asaf b'zeh. Then it's asa the afdal chilchasi b'shul atzmaihu. Even though he's going for himself, mikomakem mash and noisa mitzvah b'shul Yisrael. But he's carrying another package now, and that's for you. V'da the lito like b'Shabbos asa l'kul alma afilu b'halach atzmaih to give the guy a letter on Shabbos as everybody agrees is asa. So you get a FedEx delivery to your house, and you have a FedEx package ready to go. You want to give it to the guy. On Shabbos, by the way, can you take this package? Everyone agrees that it's asa. The afila katzalai schari, right? That's a fixed price. Valkain, asa lita negeres ala post for Shabbos. You live in a place that has an erev. You can't go drop an envelope into the mailbox on Shabbos. You can't, like I said, you can't. The FedEx guy, the UPS guy, comes to your door. Normally, you can hand them a package to take back with him. On Shabbos, you can't. When it comes with sending with the postal system or any of the delivery system, it is katzatz. Some places the sender paid and sometimes the receiver paid. But either way, it was a fixed price. Even a place that has an Erev, on Shabbos you cannot give it to them. This hetzer that the price was katzis does not work on Shabbos itself. If it's a major hefzid, or sometimes it's you have to get medicine to someone, then it would possibly be muta. Because it's just shvus the shvus. We'll talk about that when we finish this. Why is it a shvus to shvus? The shaloi shvus to shvus means that it's a shvus of a shvus. It's a double shvus. You're telling the guy to do something that really he's allowed to do, right? So let's use this example. The city has an erev, right? So you're telling the guy to do something, and that is going to involve him carrying on Shabbos, but it has an erev. So the only problem is where he's taking the package to, or that you're telling him to do malacha, but it's a double shvus. It's not a direct shvus, and therefore it's mutter. We'll talk more about that, like I said, when we get to the end of the simon. Shaloi began to have said, yesh lahachma filibar shabbos, lay litin and hudi igarish, shu yitin arsal post shabbos. Don't give it to a guy who's going to put it into the mailbox on Shabbos. A filibar katsa, shemayacha, malachta b'shabbos, because you're telling him to do stuff on Shabbos. Okay, we will stop over here. Mi'atz Hashem, we'll finish with Tzivav, and then we'll sum this all up. It was a lot of different moving parts, and hopefully we'll be able to finish this on Monday. Okay.
כן, חברים.